USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
According to an average of recent national polls, President Biden's approval rating dips below 40% for the first time since he took office. Republican representative from Texas, Ronny Jackson, on Fox News, says with all the crisis on President Biden's plate, a cognitive test should be given to the 79-year-old.
It's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He recently had his physical exam done. There was no mention whatsoever of any cognitive testing. And I remind everybody that we did this with President Trump.
Canadian Transport Minister said Wednesday vaccine mandate protests disrupting a key U.S.-Canada border crossing this week are hurting supply chains as nearby auto factories began halting production. Canadian Transport Minister Omar Al-Hagabra tweeted, "Occupiers disrupting our supply chain are creating major consequences. They must go home." USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
A black American football coach with the NFL is calling out leadership racism in the biggest American sport.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is facing tough questions ahead of the Super Bowl. Speaking in Los Angeles, Goodell addresses the scrutiny the league is facing following a lawsuit from former NFL coach Brian Flores alleging racism in the league's hiring process.
I think we made a tremendous amount, a lot of progress in a lot of areas, but not at the head coach. And that is something that is something we really have focused on to try to get the kind of results that we would expect.
The commissioner saying the league must take a step back and look at everything to find out what works and what doesn't work in making sure the hiring process is fair to everyone.
From our Phoenix Bureau, that was Tim Berg reporting. The Super Bowl is Sunday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The halftime show will feature Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Snoop Dogg. We are USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem, who has former President Trump's endorsement to her re-election bid, tells Newsmax she's thankful for his support.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I appreciate President Trump giving me his support. He and I worked very closely together when I was in Congress on tax reform for almost 2 years, and his policies were incredible for our state of South Dakota. So it always means a lot to me to know that he supports me, and the people in South Dakota that love him and support him appreciate it as well.
Governor Noem takes a stand on transgender athletes crossing the gender divide in sports.
Well, they're wrong because it's just about fairness. It's about fairness for girls, that they have the opportunity to compete, to be successful, play sports, go on and earn college scholarships, and perhaps even be professionals. So that's really what this is about, is making sure they have a level playing field and protecting Title IX, which was established in this country many, many years ago.
Research in the journal Science Advances says the discovery of a child's tooth and stone tools in a cave in southern France suggests Homo sapiens was in Western Europe about 54,000 years ago. That is several thousands of years earlier than previously thought, indicating that Homo sapiens and Neanderthals could have coexisted. The finds were discovered in a cave known as Grotte Mandarin in the Rhone Valley in southern France. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.